There's a lot of weirdos in this world. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who just want to complain and strike you down and kick you all over the place just to make themselves feel better. And that's the mark of a bully, right? That's the mark of a bully, right? Who just wants to beat your ass down until there's no tomorrow. And as creatives, we live in that world, right? Because we've created that world, okay? Because we think there's this competition that we all have to be involved in, this rat race, right? That we're all just like, well, we're going to be better than the next guy. I got more likes than you. You don't know shit. You're just a dummy. I'm better than you. This machismo, they call it where I'm from in Texas. And it's horrible because when you look at this thing, man, we've all got to exist together. You know, we've all got to get along together. We've all got to try to get along together anyway, you know, and the creative space is full of so much toxicity. Whether you're a photographer, a musician, or a poet, or a YouTube creator, whatever you are, there's so much toxicity here. And it's disgusting. And there's no place for us to come and have these conversations together that really says, you know what, it's okay, there's going to be haters. You know, who was it that said haters going to hate? You know, that is so true. And so I got tired of that. So I decided, you know what, let's use this new platform to create a place where we can come in here and we can have conversations with each other, you and I, even though we can't see each other, we don't know each other, whatever. We're going to have conversations about these difficult things without a bunch of rules. Okay. I mean, rules are just ridiculous. I mean, that's partly what's wrong with society today, right? Is we've created this democracy where there's all this freedom, but yet we're going to have freedom with a bunch of rules. Well, you can't do that. I mean, that's just counterintuitive, right? You have to have very few rules. And I think people often forget that. Is it the only real rule is do unto others, right? So that's kind of the rule with this whole Micah's Call thing is do unto others, right? And, you know, as I sit here this morning and I'm pondering this whole thing, this whole concept of how this thing works, I'm just mind blown because there's so much negativity in the world. There's people saying, oh, you can't do this. You don't have the money. You don't have this. You don't have that. You don't have the following. It's so hard to do this from the ground up. So what? I mean, that's the world we live in. I got a microphone. I got a camera. I've got a platform and $12 a month. I mean, you know, being a creative doesn't have to spark that negativity. It just doesn't. I'm so sick of all this negative stuff around us. And I know that by talking about the negative, it sounds like I'm being negative, but let's just address the negative. Let's just address the bad things that are out there, the stuff that drives us crazy. So we can get on to creating something new. So we can get on to creating something different. And, you know, I feel like overcoming this whole thing of I'm better than you. I will be better than you. I am machismo. I am holier than thou. I know all things. I am the creator of all created things. And, you know, these little, somehow society for creatives has created this paragod complex, and it's stupid. Because this stupidity breeds even more stupidity, right? I mean, it just does. So let the haters hate, let the people who complain, let them complain. Let them feel good about themselves for a moment in time and just let them throw their little hissy and throw their little tantrum and they'll be fine. They'll get over it. That's fine. And you just go on to doing you. And that's why I always say the audience has to come last. I mean, the audience will complain. The audience will gripe. The audience will throw a fit. The The audience will do everything that they want to do, right? And I think the great musician, Ricky Nelson, once said, you know, I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. You know, and he goes through this whole story about going to this garden party at Madison Square Garden. And, you know, he says, you know, I played them all the old stuff. I thought that's why they came. But no one recognized me. I didn't look the same. You know, he kind of ends it out with, you know, it's all right now. You know, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself. How beautiful is that? The garden party. You know, if you've never heard Ricky Nelson sing Garden Party, you should go and listen to that. Because there's a lot of truth to that. And that song was written, man, 40 years ago or more. 40-something years ago. 50, maybe. I mean, but it's so true that in this grand scheme of things, people have always been that way. You know, because as a creative, we have to be free to create. We have to be free to do what we do, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a record, whether it's a photo album, whatever it is that you do. You have to be free to see the world the way that you see it without worrying about a bunch of people complaining. And that's the genius and the curse behind being creative, is you have to take the good with the bad. And it's not always easy to take the bad. Trust me, it's not, man. I've been called everything under the sun as a journalist and as a producer. I mean, golly, man, you sit there and you just listen to these people, the shit that comes out of their mouth. And I'm guilty of it too. We're all guilty of it. And you realize, where are these people coming from? Like, whether you're a software developer, whether you're a marketer, whatever, be true to yourself and let the audience come last. I mean, it has to be that way. Quit going out there trying to bash everybody else. Quit going out there telling us you're all the best, you're all the greatest. It's the worst. I intentionally have a long intro on this podcast. Why? Because everybody says, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's the wrong thing to do. Who cares? I mean, if it's the wrong thing to do, it's the wrong thing to do. And that's part of the creative process. You do you. And let everybody else appreciate that for what it is. Let everyone else appreciate it for what it is. And if they never appreciate it, they never appreciate it. I mean, that's kind of my philosophy as a producer, is you let the artist be free to be an artist. Let the artist be free to create. Let the artist be free to be themselves. Create an environment where they can grow. And put that negativity out of their mind for a little bit, you know? Just let it go. Put that creativity out of their mind in whatever environment that is, whether that's in a bedroom, whether that's in a rundown shack, whatever, create that ambiance. You know, some of the best portraits I've ever created are people in their natural environment that takes them back somewhere, you know, that takes them to a place and it gets them in that moment. And then you combine the musical element, you combine the lighting, and you combine the ambiance of the location. It just means so much when you can see that emotion. You can feel that emotion. And as a creator, when you walk away from it and there's tears in your eyes and there's love in your heart for what you've created, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And that's not something that somebody with an ego can create. You have to just put that on the back burner and say, look, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to create this stuff the way that I create it, do this stuff the way that I do it, and let the chips fall where they may. And ultimately, you have to have customers, hopefully, that will appreciate that and that will understand this whole creative process. And the creative process is a crazy process, so be ready for it. And this is a safe place to talk about it. I hope it is, anyway. I hope that this is a safe place to have these conversations. I'm Matt Pierce. I'm a creative photographer, actually, here in San Antonio, Texas. For a lot of people who didn't know that, I'm a creative photographer. I do commercial work, stuff like that. I'm also a photojournalist. I'm also a producer. I do all sorts of stuff because just for the sake of doing it. And that's the beauty of it, just for the sake of doing it. So, I mean, why not? Why not do something just for the sake of doing it? And be happy with it. You know, wherever the chips fall, let them fall. And be happy with whatever you're doing. That's, I think, the real key to all of this.